I'm Janie, the creator of Alchemy with Janie. This is your one-stop shop for all the magic within yourself that you may not even realize exists. So if you have ever felt unaccepted, judged, unable to fully express yourself, unaware of the magic that truly resides within your heart and your soul, then this is the right place for you to be. My aim for this podcast is to help you become the best, most magical version of yourself and reach the unlimited potential you were truly born to be through your unique magic. So come on in and let's dive deep into you and uncover some of your incredible and unknown magic together. This is the You Are Magic podcast, and you definitely are the magic. The feminine and masculine awakening is here. It's been here for a while. I've been feeling into the energy. The entire world around me has been feeling into the energy. And today I just thought, after my TikTok live, oh my gosh, I need to share this in, obviously I've created some YouTube videos. So again, if you have not already and you want to, then subscribe to my YouTube channel for weekly wisdom there, because I'm going to be sharing all of this in depth, in a lot more depth. And obviously this Saturday, depending on when you're looking at it, but in April 2024, as I'm recording this, my feminine awakening is going out on Saturday. The next Saturday is the masculine awakening. And then at the end of the series, I'm just doing the how to balance the two. And just explaining sort of what is going on with the gender roles within society, because obviously when we talk about energy, feminine energy, masculine energy, a man has both of those energies and so does a woman. So it's not entirely just about the gender roles, but gender roles do play a part. And this is the big thing that's happening. So I'm just going to dive straight into it so you can understand. If you're feeling this and you're going through it, then come follow me on like Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and just drop me a comment, like whether you're watching the video or you've seen a reel, or in the TikTok comments, like, or on a live, whatever it is, just drop me, or even an email, just to let me know, like, what are you going through? What are your struggles? And how you're feeling about the whole thing, because it's exciting for me. It's really exciting because I always follow my energy, and obviously as an energy reader, it's the one thing that I do best is picking up on everything energetically, whether it's going on collectively on the planet, with people, with my family, with myself. It's just energy, energy, energy. So the feminine energy, and again, I'm going to break this down in so much more depth on my YouTube video, so I definitely suggest and recommend you go watch those videos, because here I'm just covering the basic overview. Just for those of you who do like this episode, you can dive deeper on my YouTube videos, because that's where I'm just spending most of my time at the moment, giving as much value and as much information as I can to help everyone who needs it. So the feminine energy is the intuition and the heart space within all of us, right? Whether you're listening to this and you're a man or a female, it doesn't matter. We all have the same energy. The masculine energy is the mind and the ego. And again, women, we all have this, and so do men. So what is the difference? Like, what the hell is it when I say, like, the masculine is waking up and the feminine is also fucking waking up and the two of them are coming together? It's just so amazing. There have been a lot of breakups. There have been a lot of separations. There have been a lot of toxic relationships ending over this past eclipse season as well. And that's on purpose. That's for this particular reason. And there are also at the same time relationships getting stronger, getting deeper, getting more intimately connected, getting more levels of themselves identified and up leveled, right? Because of this eclipse again, and because of these energies. And the feminine, this is the key difference, and this is what I explain in my videos on YouTube. But the key difference with feminine energy being in the woman's body and being in the man's body is pure biology. It's pure science based. Okay. So the woman's body is the container. So if we look at our bodies as the container of holding these energies. And so if you put, say, the feminine energy in a body that can create new energy and duplicate and multiply that energy that it's given, you multiply everything that comes into that, right? Because you've got this machine almost that can literally duplicate, multiply, triple, like double every single thing that goes into it, right? And it can expand in abundance, yeah? And at the same time, if you put that same feminine energy into a container that can just protect it inside the body and just nurture it inside that body, but it can't actually multiply, it can't actually birth, it can't actually create, there's a big, big difference, like, between those two containers, yeah? Massive. One of those machines can produce, the other cannot. One of those machines can create and go through seasons and harvest and birth and go through those motions and create and constantly produce. Whereas the other machine cannot. The other machine can keep churning that energy inside of themselves, can protect that energy inside of themselves. But apart from protection and providing that energy with what it's got inside of it, it cannot produce any more of that energy. That is the difference between a woman's body, which is that container. The woman's body is the creator. It's that multiplier. It multiplies every single thing that enters the body of a feminine, of a woman. And the man's body is the container that cannot produce. It cannot produce the same way to the other container, right? That's the key biological difference between the two physical bodies. And I'm so passionate about this because our society has made it as such that there is no distinctive difference between the two containers we have been birthed into, right? There are two different vessels that these energies go into. And like I said before, a man listening to this will be carrying the feminine energy within him, but the purpose for that energy is very different to the purpose of the feminine energy in a woman's body physically. Okay. Now, I'm not just saying like women are churning machines, like we're literally here to milk and birth. Like that is not what I'm fucking saying. And I'm so fucking anti that. Like, fuck that. Like as a woman who's given birth to one child and that is enough for me for a lifetime, I have created that. But I'm also here to create other things. I'm here to create this podcast. I'm here to create my videos on YouTube. I'm here to create and multiply my reach and my wisdom, right? And so, like I said before, a woman's body can multiply all of that feminine energy. Feminine energy being heart and intuition. And so if we're able to multiply and create through our intuition, that can do wonders for Mother Earth. And what has happened is Mother Earth has been neglected because Mother Earth is the woman's body as well, right? It's the feminine energy. We're all feminine. Mother Earth is feminine. Women are feminine in terms of the physical earth, the physical body of the woman, yeah, where that's feminine energy, because a woman goes through her period cycles. Again, this is in my period video on YouTube. Again, go check it out, guys, because this will make so much more sense if you haven't already. But the physical body of a woman goes through four seasons every month. That's her period, right? And in those four seasons, she's literally rebirthing and creating and destructing, rebirthing, creating, destructing. That is literally the cycle. But what's happened is we're trying to fit into a masculine world of masculine work, masculine hustle, masculine environments with the corporate industry. Everything around working is masculine. It's toxically masculine because there is no balance. If there was balance, then like I said before, the body of a woman is going to be treated like a body of a woman, not like that as a body of a man. But what's happened is our feminine bodies in the women's bodies are being treated, and we're going to work, we're forcing ourselves to behave like the container of a man. But what's not being given high value or equal gratitude and respect for is the female body is here to multiply, to reproduce, and to nurture, and to create. And so if we're physically exhausted because all we're trying to do is contain that energy, because that's what men do, right? They contain the feminine within them. They are built to just keep hold of their emotions, release and express those emotions, but they don't multiply those emotions. They don't multiply what's given to them because they cannot. Their body just doesn't let them do that. And so we're literally trying to imitate man and masculine. And this is where our bodies are getting exhausted because there is no outlet for that creative surge to pass through our body. There's no outlet for that feminine energy to be multiplied, to be released, because we're so exhausted in the masculine and doing all of the work of the masculine without that full support that a masculine man in his body can provide feminines with, Okay. And this is not an attack. Like every time I speak about this, I get so passionate. My partner, bless him, soulmate, Jamie, he's always like, when you come from this space of love, it's so nice to listen to you. But when it comes from like attack mode, it's hard to listen. And I understand that. And I know that. And I recognize that. But when I get passionate, all that wants to come out of me is everything that is going on energetically that I'm feeling in the world. And there is rage there. There is anger. But it's more anger towards myself for allowing myself to live that way. And so every time, like even me and Jamie, he's always providing for me. He's always accommodating to everything that I ask for. And that's what it should be like. This is not about traditional, oh, I'm an independent woman. I am a very, very fucking independent woman. You look at my life and my business. A woman doing a podcast for starters and talking about her sex life is independent, okay? A woman talking on YouTube and being a creator is independent. But this is what needs to be cleared up in society, is that a woman gets to be the multiplier because the other part of the support is there in place, right? Her partner provides for her. Her partner protects her. Her partner supports her in all the ways that her feminine body needs to be supported. And everyone's going to be different here. Every woman's going to have different needs, right? Because again, in human design, we're all different types. So a manifesting generator woman, and again, if you haven't checked out your human design type, then definitely go check that out. I'm definitely going to be doing another episode on human design. So just bear with all of this information. I feel like a walking, talking encyclopedia sometimes, where I'm like, I need to just get all of this shit out of my brain and into the minds of other people so that it's like, okay, people know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I digress. Moving back. Everybody's different. So a projector, I'm a projector. I have lower energy, right, than most other women. So I have to be extra careful of how I'm using my energy, because it needs to be done in an efficient way where I get to do everything. But at the same time, I need probably double, triple more rest than a manifesting generator woman would. And so a manifesting generator has access to their own energy field all the time, whereas a projector like myself, we have to borrow that energy and then we amplify the energy around us. But then in doing that too much, we can get burnt out. But this is not a human design podcast. So just a quick to let you understand what the hell I'm talking about. I literally just, you know, most women, whether they agree to this or not, and again, people who are in their toxic masculine will deny this because they're so deeply wounded in their masculine that they will still continue to fight the battle of feminism, or no, I can do everything a man can. And it's not about that. It really isn't. It's about your divine right to not tire your body out and to do what you want. Like literally, I will be like happily the breadwinner. But at the same time, I would lean on my man to be like, okay, I'm exhausted. I don't want to do this. Can you look after this? And just leave it. And I'll receive that in my feminine. So I will be an equal measure of like, this is bringing me joy. So I want to do all the masculine tasks of doing a podcast and editing it and, you know, all the masculine tendencies of providing for myself because it brings me joy. But at the same time, I will also lean on my partner when I need help, or if I don't want to worry about the money or stress, I will literally look to him to provide for me and to protect me in those moments of my struggles. And that is literally the key to the longer lasting, happier, successful relationships, leaning on the masculine for that support as a woman. I'm just having a sip of water here. Hang on, guys. So my mouth gets really dry sometimes. But yeah, this is literally the awakening that's happening. And with men, the masculine, there are a lot of masculines who are waking up where they're realizing and recognizing they've been hiding their truth. Some men are so deeply feminine. They're here in support of the feminine, but they've been afraid of voicing their true beliefs about this, right? Because of the backlash from society. Or there are so many men who are waking up, they're speaking up for the feminine, they're speaking up about how they are supposed to be providing and protecting women. And this is the beauty of it, where men and women are equally waking up, because those men who are waking up in support of the feminine, they're listening to their own feminine intuition, because a man's natural instinct is to provide and to protect. If you go eras back into the days where people used to hunt, men used to go out and hunt. You would hardly see women doing the same thing. They would be at home nurturing, cooking, providing, and making babies. And again, like I said, this is an independent era. So when I'm not saying that you can't go out and work, and it's not that men don't want you to work, it's you can do it, but you don't have to, and you shouldn't have to. There should be no have to doing. It's wanting. And if you're wanting to do it, 100% go for it, and your man should support you. But again, if you want to also come home and not do stuff, you should not be made to feel that you cannot lean on the masculine. again, with the separation where we're in so much separation where, you know, single mums, like I was a single mum until my partner came into the picture. But again, it's that decision of I'm not going to be raising a kid on my own. Like I was born in a female fucking body and I should have a masculine to support me. And that was my belief. That was literally it. That manifested my soulmate, who is the ultimate best supporter provider. And I'm not saying he's rich. Like this is not about gold digging. This is not about inviting in a man who's rich. Like my partner is far from rich, you know. He works a normal job with average normal salary, yet he will find a way to provide for me and my child because that's his nature, right? And he's highly, like, he's a feminine man as well. He'll also provide me the emotional stability, the emotional safe space, the, you know, everything that I require as a feminine who goes through four seasons a month. He will provide me with that support and provides me with that protection. And that's where I feel that safety. I feel safe to express myself. I feel safe with him. I feel safe to just be all of me. And I feel safe to multiply and to be in that creative space. And that is where the beauty of being in your feminine and being in your masculine and knowing how to use the two together is so beautiful. This is literally where I'm going to be diving a lot deeper on my YouTube channel, guys. So if you enjoyed this episode, give it a like, give it a review if you haven't already, whatever you're watching it on, because that makes this podcast grow even more. And go and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Alchemy with Janie, so that you get notified for all of my weekly wisdom on all of this stuff, spiritual entrepreneurship, content creation, universal energies, feminine masculine awakenings, tarot, oracle, and everything in life to do with success, basically. So I hope you enjoyed this, guys. I will catch you in the next episode. Lots of love. Mwah.
Thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to the You Are Magic podcast with me, Janie. I love spreading magical wisdom to you all, and I'm so grateful to be able to help any souls on their journey. If you absolutely loved this episode, then drop me a like, a follow, and a review so I can continue to bring you the best magical wisdom. If you don't already know me, then please do come and join me on Instagram, which is Alchemy with Janie. That's Alchemy with Janie. And if you want to learn more about any of my courses, programs, or monthly intuitive psychic readings, then check out the show notes below, which will have all the links in there for you. Please do me another massive favor and hit the subscribe button on YouTube and comment below the video if you watch this episode there too. Clicking all those right buttons helps me grow this podcast and reach even more souls on the planet so that we can make this world a much more magical home to live in together. Lots of magical love to you, and I'll catch up with you in the next episode. Mwah.